I lived in Cornwall for a bit in the late 90s. They are the size of dogs. They are absolutely enormous. The only surprise in the last 20 years is that we haven't had a story about one of them grabbing a toddler and flying off with it. They are big and they're aggressive. They're organised and intelligent. you know, it's taken a while for me to actually talk about this, but we used to be plagued by them out the back window of our house.
When you lived in Cornwall?
When we lived in Cornwall, yeah. They'd line up along the back fence and then just... all the time.
You were like Tippi Hedren.
It was hideous, and I did what I thought was very clever. I got a shaving mirror, and as the sun set behind them, I deflected the rays of the sun into the seagull's
Archimedes.
Eyes. Well, very much so.
Was it Archimedes?
With more seagulls.
It was Archimedes at the Siege of Syracuse.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was like a shooting gallery. Knocking them off the fence. Down they all went. I thought it was all very, very good. Off I went to the pub to celebrate. The next morning...
They had the mirror.
Back with shades.
The next morning, I woke up... And the room looked very different. You know when it's been snowing and the room and it looks really different?
They got into your room?
I opened the curtains.
Right.
And the window, you couldn't see out of it. Thick white with seagull poo.
No way.
They must have spent all night launching attack run after attack run, but emptying their bowels.
Were the windows in the house, were they similarly plastered?
Untouched. Only the window from whence the light came was covered. Seagulls are terrifying.
Seagulls.